We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Happy draft day, everybody. Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. You can follow the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. It is here. It is finally freaking here. It is draft day. I think everyone's ready for it. I'm excited. I'm geeked up. I could not be more pumped to be talking to you with this NFL draft preview show. And it is 2 a.m. as I'm recording this. Should I be in bed by now? You bet I should be. But can I sleep right now? Nope. Do I want to keep grinding the tape? Yep. But it does feel like we have finally made it. It does feel like the process has been played out about as much as it possibly could be. And it is time for us to be introduced to our brand new Green Bay Packers. 11 picks, 5 in the top 100. You guys know the drill by now. You know all the logistics going into this. You know how much this draft means to Green Bay. You know their positions of need. We have been through everything. We've been through everything. So today's going to be a nice, airy, breezy episode. I like to think of this as the calm before the storm. We're just going to go through a few things because in mere hours, we are going to find out who the Packers, in all likelihood, unless they trade out of the first round, which would be very Packers-y, but we're likely going to find out that first Green Bay pick on Thursday night. We're also likely going to get 4 more on Friday and then a bunch more on Saturday, and we're about to have a ton of breakdowns to go over all of these new Green Bay Packers. So today, like I said, is a fun episode. It's the calm before the storm. We had a couple news and notes that we'll go through. There's 3 top 30 visits. If you remember, we went through all the offensive top 30 visits that we knew. We went through all the defensive top 30 visits that we knew, but there were 3 more recent ones that we found out about. So we'll go over those today and just kind of do really quick scouting reports on those. We'll go over the latest draft odds, what to sort of look for during the course of the draft, and then I will make my official predictions for the draft. I've been pretty decent at narrowing these down over the course of the last handful of years. We'll see if I can continue that momentum today, and then we'll sort of go through a couple mock drafts based on those predictions and how the overall draft could look if Green Bay did go in those directions. So let's go right away. First out, shout out to our brand new Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube member, Sam Forbes. And of course, we have a ton of content coming your way today, Thursday, live Q&A at noon, and then live draft show at 7 p.m. Central Time, covering the entirety of the draft. It's a live draft coverage. We'll break down every single pick. It is going to be so freaking fun. So make sure to check that out. My hunch right now is I will not be tipping any picks. We'll go off of Goodell's broadcast, and it should be a ton of fun. So we'll do that. And that's going to be, like I said, a live draft cast through the entirety of the first round of the NFL draft on the Packaday Podcast YouTube channel. Friday, I'll be doing another Q&A at noon and then another live draft stream starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, which is when the draft kicks off. That will be with Maggie Loney. That will be Jacob Morley, Andrew Merteg, and Brennan Rupp joining me. Saturday, we'll do a live post members only Q&A immediately following the draft. And I might hop on during the draft too from time to time, dependent upon what they do. And if I get a little bit antsy to want to talk about things. Also, we've got the live draft show at Badger State Brewery on Friday. I'll be there for happy hour from 4 to 5:30. And then Ross Uglum will take you home through the remainder of Friday's draft pick. So should be a hugely, massively, whatever we want to call it. I can't even talk right now. That's how excited I am. It's going to be a massively fun remainder of the week of draft content. And then beyond that, when we actually get to go through and break down all the picks. Can you tell I'm a little bit excited? I'm very, very, very excited. All right, before we get into some of the predictions and some of those players that we need to break down from the top 30 visits, I did want to cover a couple things. One thing that Goody mentioned in his press conference that I thought went a little bit under the radar was he mentioned that they have a few more players on the roster right now than they usually like to have at this point. And what I sort of took from that is don't be surprised that once the draft is over and they start signing some undrafted free agents, if we don't see some releases from players that are currently on the roster. Now, I don't think it's going to be any of the players that we're usually familiar with, any top 53 guys or anything like that. A Jack Podlesny is a great example of that, the third kicker on the roster. Does Green Bay need to go with three kickers going in? No. I think what you're probably going to see, because remember, when they draft players, when they draft those guys, they do not immediately go on the 90-man roster. All right. Once they sign those draft picks, then they go on the 90-man. So they'll have flexibility for a while. And I think they're going to want to take as many players into this rookie mini camp this upcoming week. So all the rookies, all the first-year players, your Jack Podlesnys and things like that. But after that rookie mini camp takes place and before they start signing their actual draft picks, don't be surprised if we see a variety of different releases. They're still going to be able to be very active in undrafted free agency right away because those draft picks don't count against the 90 man. But once they have to start signing those players, look for some releases to take place again, including guys that are already on the roster. They don't have a ton of roster spots right now, so they're going to have flexibility, but only for a short period of time, and then look for those releases to happen again, probably right after the rookie mini camp weekend where they get a little bit of a closer look at some of these players. Meanwhile, we also heard an interesting comment from Colby Wooden, who was on the Packers live draft party that took place virtually on Wednesday night. And he said that he has gone from 278 pounds to, wait for it, is he going to go less to play defensive end? Is he going to play go more to play defensive tackle? He went more. He went from 278 to 290. He said he put on the good stuff. So he added some muscle. And that is going to be super important for him as he continues to grow along the defensive line in the NFL. He needed to put on a little functional strength to hold up against the run better. Hopefully this is going to lead to that second year jump for Colby Wooden. But for all of the talk of, hey, could Colby Wooden maybe do some stuff at defensive end? Not anymore. If he would have went from 278 to 265, yeah, now we're talking, all right, we're going to probably look at him as a defensive end. But going from 278 to 290, putting on 12 pounds rather than taking off 12 pounds, now he's a defensive tackle through and through, and we can basically kind of put that conversation to rest. I think this is a good thing for Colby Wooden. I like him as a three technique. I think that's where he should be playing. Maybe you still have a little versatility there like you do with Carl Brooks to maybe kick guys out on the edge in a, you know, just sort of a different look sort of way, not like in a full-time sort of way, but he's a defensive tackle now. We can just sort of put that entire conversation to rest. All right, like I said, there are three players who were on top 30 visits that had not been discussed yet by us, and so let's break them down. The first one is Kieran Amagaji, offensive tackle from Yale. Really fun player, 6'5", 323, does not have a relative athletic score because he did not do the testing. He is an unknown Packers type. Again, he did not test. He does have massive arms, massive wingspan, looks the part of a Packers-style offensive tackle. But again, without the testing numbers, we can't put him in that box and say, yes, he's exactly what Green Bay looks for. Again, they did have him in for a top 30 visit. This is a player that I would expect Green Bay to have a decent amount of interest in, probably in that third to fourth round range for the Packers. He is the 78th player on the consensus big board. He had an 89.5 grade, but on only 234 snaps this past season for Yale, he tore his quad, partially tore his quad, which is why he missed the rest of the season and missed all the offseason stuff up until this point, all the testing, the combine, things like that. His fit in Green Bay would be a developmental offensive tackle with a high, high upside. There's a floor there too, because he's very raw, but he has everything that you're looking for in a long-term offensive tackle. It's just going to be somebody that you have to take the time to develop. So third, fourth rounder, somebody that you're going to have to invest some time in, probably is not ready to, you know, really come in and play and contribute in 2024, but you're hopeful that he can be a legitimate, maybe even big time starter if you put the time, effort, and energy into him. Scouting report, like I said, he looks the part, massive wingspan. The traits are beyond worth developing. He's completely unproven coming from a smaller school. He didn't even play football until midway through high school. He's extremely raw. And really where we're at here is this is a moldable ball of clay, Yale mind, unbelievable athletic traits with just a ton of technique work that's needed. That's it. You got to put in the time to teach him everything that he needs to do. He is this raw, moldable player. If you can mold him into what you want him to be, he can be an absolute stud tackle. If you don't take the time, if you force him in early, or maybe he just doesn't take to the training, those are all possibilities. He's just going to probably flame out of the league. Maybe he develops as a Yash Nyman slight, type swing tackle. But the upside here is tremendous for Amagaji. Really, really fun player. Would love him in the third round for the Packers. Would love him even more in the fourth or fifth round for the Packers. But anywhere there or beyond, he's a really fun prospect. Jalen Carley's safety from Missouri, 6'2", 227, 8.26 relative athletic score and tested for everything, so that's not an incomplete score. He is a Packers type through and through. He hits everything that they look for at safety. He is 251 on the consensus draft board, 68.3 grade from PFF on 687 snaps this past season. He has 2,479 defensive snaps in his career, so he's played a lot at Missouri. 465 career special team snaps as well, which is really huge for a player that's getting taken late on day three by some team. You're going to want that special teams prowess. He has it. He's played it a ton and would be, his fit in Green Bay would be that special teams player, but also a depth piece at safety that you try to develop and maybe work into a spot starter type role in the future. And if he can develop above and beyond that, awesome. But late round safety, developmental guy, special teams guy, and then you kind of take what you can get after that. Scouting report, good size, a lot of special teams value, not afraid to take on blocks, meaning he'll go on and take a guard, he'll take on a fullback, take on a tight end, whatever he needs to do to get in the run defense lane, finish the play. He can be a very heavy hitter. He's more of a box safety, in my opinion. Very tight hips, the fluidity in his movements is just not there. You would love a little bit more change of direction to his game, but it's just not there. Might need to transition to linebacker. That's what we're potentially looking at here with Carley's. You probably have to put on about 10 pounds, but this might be your Raven Green, Tariq Carpenter, Josh Jones type movement where you take a safety, you move him to linebacker, you see where he fits best. Hasn't worked out the best for Green Bay when they've tried to do this stuff, but you probably bring him in, start him at safety, see if he can hang. If not, move him to linebacker. And in the meantime, you make him into a core special teams guy. And then last but not least, the final one that we haven't covered yet, Xavier Leggett, wide receiver out of South Carolina, 6'1", 221, 9.90 relative athletic score, but did not do the agility testing, so it's an incomplete score. He is a Packers type. He hit everything they look for at wide receiver, except we don't know his three cone because he didn't do the testing. He's 41 on the consensus big board, had an 82.5 grade on 636 snaps last year for South Carolina. He also, surprisingly, shockingly, has 439 career special team snaps to his name. Usually these big time wide receivers that are going round one, round two, you're not expecting him to have a ton of special teams, meaning like actual, you know, kick coverage, punt coverage snaps, but he does 439 of them, which if you are going to come in as a wide receiver in this wide receiver room, and you might have to be number five or six to begin with, well, you work your way through all of these other wide receivers that are already developed and on the roster. It's beneficial that you've got that special teams ability. His fit in Green Bay, subterfuge. Here's what Brian Gutekunst mentioned this, where he said, hey, we're going to have guys in for visits, and sometimes it's just, you know, subterfuge. And it's going to be, you know, basically to make other teams think that you're interested in drafting players. That's probably what his role is here. Do I think they're actually going to take, you know, Leggett in the first or second round and spend a premium pick on a wide receiver with the depth that they have? I don't. Do I love the player? Absolutely. I think he's awesome. He's so freaking fun to watch on tape. So I wouldn't be mad at it. I just don't expect it. And I don't know that anyone is going to buy it either. I don't know that anyone's expecting him to take him. But maybe if he falls to 58 in the second round and he's 40th on their board, could they take him? Absolutely. And should they maybe take him at that spot? Sure, I have no issue with it. He's that good. But at 41 or in the first round, probably not going to happen. But scouting report on him, love him, like I said, but he's only got that 1 year of production. And wide receivers with the really one big year of production and didn't really break out until that point have had a tough time transitioning to the NFL. So you usually want to see these guys, you know, kind of dominate throughout college or at least have like a progression that nothing and then boom, those are the type of wide receivers we don't necessarily always see the best transition to the NFL. It's not to say they can't. And I think we have to, you know, sort of rethink with all the stuff that's going on with NIL and players playing longer and things like that. Like it's just a little bit different, but you do have to at least consider the fact that it was just a 1 year of production. But he is a big, fast, physical wide receiver, unbelievable frame, can go and high point the ball. He gets open consistently, despite not being a great route runner, despite not having a bunch of unique and effective releases off the line of scrimmage. He doesn't even have that yet, and he constantly separates. What does that tell you? You know, usually you think of these guys that aren't great route runners yet that are these big, physical, fast wide receivers, and it's like, yeah, they're just winning with traits, you know, or they have to be contested catch guys. He doesn't have to just be a contested catch guy. He finds ways to get open. He finds ways to separate. A lot of that is just raw natural ability, but once he becomes a better route runner and gets a better release game, look the heck out. That I think that's really the upside here for Leggett is he's not even a technically skilled route runner yet. And he's still finding separation. And he can high point. And he can get contested catches. Like he's got big time playmaker written all over him. He can box corners out. He does need to focus on his technique a little bit more, bring more nuance to his game, get better at the break point on the route, get better at the again, at the release, at the line of scrimmage. You would like to see him, when I talk about that nuance, use his head a little bit more, use his body to sell those fakes. He's kind of just like, you know, the coach is telling him to run the route and he's just running it, right? There's no nuance to it whatsoever. So you really want to see him pick that up a little bit more and get those fine details down because NFL corners are going to be all over him and they're going to read him like a book if he plays in the NFL like he did in college. Hey friends, are you ready for the Bucks playoffs? Are you ready for a little Dame time? Even if you're not, you're probably ready for the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, or any of your favorite baseball teams kicking off their 2024 campaign. With all of this amazing action going on, there's never been a better time to get in on the excitement of Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app where you can turn your sports knowledge into some serious cash. Right now, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball entries on Prize Picks. Friends, I can't even begin to explain to you how much I'm enjoying my Prize Picks experience. It's so easy to play, and their user-friendly interface and enormous, and I mean enormous selection of players and stat types make it a beautifully unique experience every single time I log in. Last week, LeBron James came up huge for me, and this week I'm looking to keep the momentum going, relying on Luka Doncic and Connor McDavid, and guess what? Even if Doncic or McDavid get hurt, PrizePicks offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So what are you waiting for? Now is the time to get in on the excitement with PrizePicks. So download that app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the PrizePicks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Hello, friends. If you're like me, you've been in numerous ticket situations that were just flat out frustrating. Recently, I had tickets to a Bucks game and I could not locate the tickets that were allegedly sent to me. It ended up in a huge hassle and led to me being completely frustrated by the entire experience. Ticket purchases should not be that difficult, and thankfully, they don't have to be. GameTime is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals and their lowest price guarantee, GameTime takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I'm already eyeing up Bucks playoff tickets, and I know I'll be purchasing them through GameTime. My experience with GameTime has been simple, seamless, and completely without hassle. No more frustration, no more awful last-minute customer service phone calls, just easy access to great tickets. My favorite aspect of GameTime is their last-minute deals. You can save up to 60% off by buying last-minute tickets, and save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the big game. And best of all, it's all covered with their low price guarantee. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with GameTime. Download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code PACKADAY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PACKADAY, PACKADAY, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. All right, so those are the three. Oh, and then like I said, like Green Bay, if they ultimately did get him, you know, you're probably looking at somebody that has the ability to be a little bit of that Christian Watson insurance, but he can be a physical over the middle guy as well. It's just really hard to imagine that they would be that aggressive at wide receiver with all the guys they already have on the roster. And he would have to fight his way through and really find his niche on this team, because they've got a lot of wide receivers, tight ends, running backs that can do a lot of different things. But like I said, really, really fun player in Xavier Leggett. All right, let's look at the latest draft odds. These are FanDuel. These are per FanDuel. They have not changed. And it doesn't necessarily mean everything. It's not the be-all, end-all. But I am pretty much a firm believer that Vegas knows. Not all. They don't know everything. It's not perfect. But if they're like, let's just put it this way. Like, linebacker for FanDuel here is at plus 1,600. The one thing I know about Vegas is they're not in the, you know, business of giving out free money. If Edgerrin Cooper had any chance of going to Green Bay in round one, that's not plus 1,600. Safety is at plus 1,600. If Jaden Hicks or one of these safeties had any real opportunity to go to Green Bay, it's not going to be plus 1,600. So here are the latest odds. Offensive line, negative 180. Corner, plus 260. Defensive line and edge combined into one category is plus 750. As I mentioned, linebacker and safety both listed separately at plus 1,600. Wide receiver is at plus 4,000, and there's no other listings for the Packers. All right, so that's the really interesting aspect. Vegas seems to think this is going to be offensive line for Green Bay, or at least hedging their bets a little bit with corner as well. But anything else, if you believe, I'm not a gambling expert. I'm not pitching anything for FanDuel here. I am not, so don't take this for anything. But if you believe that it's not going to be a corner or an offensive lineman, I'm just saying, right? There's some pretty impressive odds there. That's all I'll say. Again, it's not the be-all, end-all. It doesn't mean that it's perfect. It doesn't mean that a trade up or a trade down wouldn't change some things. By the way, apparently Bill Huber did some research, and Cooper DeJean is at corner for this exercise. So if you think you're going to get Cooper DeJean and then you're going to claim that he's a safety to get it at plus 1,600, it's not going to work. He's listed as a corner. So if DeJean would be the pick, it's at the corner at plus 260. But either way, very interesting odds, and would seem to indicate that Vegas has a very great feel that this pick for Green Bay, if they stay at 25, is going to either be an offensive lineman or a cornerback. Do what you will with that. All right, so what to watch for during the course of the draft? I think the first thing is the quarterback position. First of all, we know Caleb Williams is going to Chicago. Second, we don't know who's going to be the quarterback in Minnesota. Right now they have Sam Darnold, and we don't know if they're going to move up aggressively to get a Drake May or a JJ McCarthy. Will they stay and take a Bo Nix? Who knows? But that's a really interesting aspect, because there will likely be a new rookie quarterback in the division outside of Caleb Williams, because Minnesota's going to take someone, you would think. And if they don't, it's almost better. Like, what are they going to do? Is it just the Sam Darnold show? Like, that's not a great spot for them to be in. So that's worth monitoring. But more importantly for quarterbacks is, can you get six of those guys drafted prior to 25. There does seem to be some buzz that Bo Nix and Michael Penix could go in the first round and could potentially go prior to 25. Denver, Minnesota, the Giants, the Raiders, like even like the Rams have had some buzz about a potential quarterback. So there are opportunities here that I think six QBs could go before 25, which just really makes it that Green Bay is actually at 19th overall instead of 25th overall. If six QBs go, well, Green Bay wasn't going to take any of those guys anyway. So it basically moves the Packers up six spots in the draft if that is the case. So that's what I'll be watching. I'm going to also be watching those corners. As I mentioned, if Green Bay moves up, I likely believe that it's for one of those corners. And I think you probably need to get one of those guys, either Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold, into that 16 to 18 range. If they get to that spot, I'm going to be watching and see if all of a sudden the trade comes. You know, like there's a, like we've heard of a trade or there's a trade. It could be Green Bay at that point, and they could be targeting either Terrion Arnold or Quinyon Mitchell. I don't necessarily expect that to be the case, but I'm watching those corners because I do want to see if one of them falls. And if they do, does Green Bay start looking to potentially move up? Next up, offensive line. One, is there an offensive line that offensive lineman that Green Bay is in love with? And if so, do they try to move up for one of those guys? I don't think that's going to be the case, but it's not entirely out of the possibility. But more so, there's been a lot of buzz that teams in the lower part of the draft are working their way up to grab some of these last offensive tackles. For example, if Amarius Mims and Tyler Guyton are there at 25 and Green Bay doesn't want a pure tackle, they probably have a lot of trade down options for teams that would love to get their hands on one of those pure offensive tackles. So I'm going to be watching who's falling to Green Bay, or do a lot of those offensive linemen go beforehand? And if so, then who is the one, who's a player at a different position that falls? Is it a Cooper DeJean? You know, is it a Jared Verse I've seen lately, and would Green Bay take him? And that's the last one here is, are there any surprise sort of players that just fall to 25? And again, if it's something crazy where there's a all of a sudden a last minute injury note that the media didn't know about ahead of time, or again, we get a gas mask incident, it's probably not going to be Green Bay that stops that fall. But if there's nothing like that, it's just a player that gets to Green Bay at 25, like a Jared Verse, for example. I've seen a few mock drafts, you know, prior to recording this episode that had Jared Verse falling to or past Green Bay at 25. I don't know that he's like a perfect 1A Packer, but man, is he a phenomenal football player. And my goodness, would I love that draft pick. Do they need an edge? No. Is it a bit of a luxury pick? Yes. But I'll take Jared Verse. If you could sign me up right now that Jared Verse was a pick at 25, sign me the hell up. I will take that in a second. So is there somebody like that that falls? So those are the things I'm watching for. Can six QBs go before 25? Do any of the corners fall to a range where Green Bay would trade up for them? Offensive line, will Green Bay get involved in trading up, or will there be guys there that other teams are interested in trading up for and Green Bay can move down? And then again, is there a surprise fall in this draft that Green Bay could or should be interested in? All right, that brings me to my official predictions. And as I'll do first is I'll narrow it down. I feel very confident that one of these scenarios will play out. Actually, I don't mean that. This is the hardest it's ever been. I can't say that I'm extremely confident about anything for the Packers right now. I don't. I watched all the tape of all these guys again on Wednesday. Like it's really difficult to read the tea leaves on this one, but this is where I'm at right now. Three categories: trade up, stay, trade down. Let's start with trade up. I've gone over this. I've not moved off this whatsoever. If they trade up, in my opinion, it's for Terrion Arnold or Quinyon Mitchell. I don't think anyone else is in play. Maybe, like I said, an offensive line that they fall in love with, but Terrion Arnold or Quinyon Mitchell if they trade up. If they trade down, in my opinion, one of five players that they could move down and still maybe get a player that they like. Those five players: Jordan Morgan, Kingsley Suamataea, Roger Rosengarten, Patrick Paul, or Kool-Aid McKinstry. I think maybe you move down if it's for like a McKinstry or a Morgan. You move down 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 spots and hope that one of those guys are still there. And if it's a further move down, meaning like 38, 40, somewhere in that range, then you start working. Maybe still Jordan Morgan, Kingsley Suamataea. Roger Rosengarten would still be extremely aggressive at that spot. I think he's more like a late third round guy, in my opinion. But there have been some rumors and buzz out there that the Packers like Rosengarten, and he is extremely a Packers type tackle. Patrick Paul, same thing. More of like a late second, mid third for Patrick Paul type of guy. But again, he fits a lot of what Green Bay looks for. So if it's a trade down, I'm going to say one of those five guys. Jordan Morgan, Kingsley Suamataea, Roger Rosengarten, Patrick Paul, or Kool-Aid McKinstry. And if they stay, I will narrow it to six. And this is my, these are my like final narrow downs. Like whatever I've said in other podcasts, whatever I said, like this is it. I'm not going to change it. This is my final answer. Trade up Arnold or Mitchell, trade down Jordan Morgan, Kingsley Suamataea, Roger Rosengarten, Patrick Paul, or Kool-Aid McKinstry. And if they stay where they are, I'm narrowing it to six. I think that's fair to say. Amarius Mims, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Tyler Guyton, Jordan Morgan, Graham Barton, or Cooper DeJean. If they stay at 25, I do feel pretty confident that it'll either be Amarius Mims, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Tyler Guyton, Jordan Morgan, Graham Barton, or Cooper DeJean. Those are the six. I'm narrowing it down to those six if they pick at 25.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
My final predictions. I'm going to give you one of each. If they trade up, it will be for Terrion Arnold. That's my final prediction. If they trade up, Terrion Arnold. If they trade down, Jordan Morgan. If they stay where they're at, I'm ending where I began with my very first prediction. I'm going Tyler Guyton. That's who I'm going with. Not what I would do. Again, I can't. I don't know how many times I had to say this during the mock draft, and I still in the comments got like, "What are you doing?" It's not what I would do. I'm not the GM. I'm just trying to read the tea leaves as to what I think. Ted Thompson. My goodness, it is 2:24 in the morning. Forgive me. What I think Brian Gutekunst will do. That's all I'm trying to do. And my prediction, not what I would do, is trade up Terrion Arnold, stay Tyler Guyton, trade down Jordan Morgan. That's where I'm at. So we will see. And you can drag me if I'm wrong. Maybe they'll take one of those wide receivers. And if you did the FanDuel of plus 4,000, you are in the money. You are in the money if you did that. But those are my final predictions. All right, I did four mock drafts. One with each of those scenarios. And then one just I had for fun, like what I would do if I put my GM hat on. So if you want to know what I would do, these are what I would do. So here's the first one. If Green Bay took Tyler Guyton at 25, so they stay at 25, they take Tyler Guyton. The rest of my draft was Marshawn Nyland at pick 41. And again, this is what I think, like a draft that Green Bay could play out that I think Goody, like players that I think Goody would be interested in. So Tyler Guyton at 25, Marshawn Nyland at 41, Peyton Wilson, the linebacker at 58, Mason Smith, defensive lineman at 88, Brandon Coleman, the guard at 91, Jerrion Jones, the corner at 126, Gaetano Ladapo, the safety at 169, AJ Barner, the tight end at 202, Dominique Campton, another safety at 219, Kamani Vidal, the running back at 245, and then Nick Gargiulo, offensive lineman at 255. So again, Guyton, Nyland, Wilson, Smith, Coleman, Jones, Oladapo, Barner, Hampton, Vidal, and Gargiulo. That's who I think, you know, how a draft could play out if they sort of stay where they're at and pick Guyton at pick 25. All right, the next one was that trade-up option. They go up and they get Terry and Arnold. In order to do so, they had to give up their second-round pick and their fourth-round pick. So they get Terry and Arnold at 16. They take Tyler Newbin, the safety. Yes, he is an extremely poor tester. If you listen to Owen Reese and Jacob Morley the other day on the audio version of the podcast, Owen seems to maybe have a little bit of inside information that maybe, just maybe, the Packers are actually interested in Tyler Newbin, even though he didn't test well. Remember, he's coming off an injury, and a lot of people think that the poor testing was due to him coming back from the injury, maybe a little bit before he should have. But maybe this could be a player that they look at early round two. Terry Arnold at 16, Tyler Newbin at 41, Blake Fisher from Notre Dame, the offensive tackle, at 88, Mason McCormick, the guard, at 91, Edifuan Olafashio at 169, Tyrone Tracy, the running back, at 202, Dominique Hampton, the safety, at 219, Jalen Sundell, the offensive lineman, at 245, and Jalen Key, another safety, at 255. That brings us to the trade down option. I didn't get a good one with PFN's draft here. All I got was pick 100. It would be more than that if they moved down to 36 in this scenario, but I wasn't going to sit at the mock draft simulator trying to force trades for an hour. So this is what I got. We took it. I still think like the players would make sense, but they're going to get more. We'll say that they got a future third round pick out of this too, just for the sake. Jordan Morgan at pick 36, Edgerrin Cooper at pick 41, Javon Bullard at pick 58, Dominic Puni at pick 88, Mason Smith at 91, Kieran Amagaji, who we talked about earlier, at pick 100, Ray Davis, the running back out of Kentucky, at 126, Theo Johnson, the tight end, at 169, Eric Watts, edge rusher out of UConn, at 202, Kamani Vidal, the running back from Troy, at 219, Caden Slovis, the quarterback from BYU, at 245, and again, Jalen Key, the safety, at pick 255. This one is sort of the, you know, what Brian Gutekunst has told us about everything. He wants versatility. Jordan Morgan, super versatile on the offensive line. He told us at linebacker, he wants somebody who can do everything. Edgerrin Cooper. At safety, he wants somebody that can play box safety, free safety, two high safety, post safety, maybe even a little slot. Javon Bullard. Versatility on the offensive line. Tackle, guard, center. Dominic Puni. Defensive linemen, what they need here is somebody who can be that bigger run stopper, you know, maybe having to take over for Kenny Clark and TJ Slayton a year from now. Mason Smith, Amagaji, developmental offensive tackle who can play either side, be that swing tackle, very Packers-y pick. Ray Davis, top 30 visit. Theo Johnson, bit of a blocker, super high-end Packer. Eric Watts checks every single box at defensive end for the Packers. Kamani Vidal, same thing at running back. Caden Slovis hit all the thresholds at quarterback, and Brian Gutekunst told us that he would love to take a quarterback in this year's draft. Is Slovis very good? No, but this is probably very similar to what they did last year with Sean Clifford. You take a chance at it. And then Jalen Key, again, a safety who hits everything. This is a very, very, very Packers-y draft. Even if maybe you or I don't love it, this could easily be a lot of picks on here that Goody is very, very interested in. And then I get to put my GM hat on. Pick 25, I got Nate Wiggins, the corner out of Clemson. Pick 41, Christian Haynes, the guard out of UConn. Pick 58, Michael Hall, the defensive tackle out of Ohio State. Pick 88, Jaden Hicks, the safety out of Washington State. Pick 91, Dominic Puni, the guard out of Kansas. Pick 126, Edifuan Olafashio, linebacker out of Washington. 169, Ray Davis, the running back from Kentucky. Pick 202, Sion Vakai, the safety out of Utah. 219, Gabe Murphy, the edge out of UCLA. 245, Tawan Palmer, the wide receiver out of UAB, and 255, Jalen Sundell, the offensive tackle out of North Dakota State. I would love this draft. It's not going to happen, so don't get your hopes up on this one, but that is my GM hat. I just did it one time. Whatever was available, took my best player available. Wiggins, Haynes, Hall Jr., Hicks, Puni, Olafashio, Davis, Vakai, Murphy, Palmer, and Sundell. That's it. That's all we got. We made it. We're done. Enjoy draft day, everyone. I'm so excited for today. So much so that it's 2:30 in the morning and I'm still amped up and don't even want to go to bed yet. Remember, live Q&A at noon today, 12 Central time. We'll go through anything that you guys want to ask. And that is for everyone, not just a members only one. Noon Central time, YouTube channel, Packaday. Hope to see you there. Ask whatever questions you want to ask and we'll go through. We'll chat for as long as you guys want to chat. So we'll go for a while on that one. And then live draft show, 7 p.m. Central. We'll break down every single pick. We'll start reviewing who Green Bay could be interested in based on what picks go off the board, review what the Bears do, the Vikings. We'll review everything. Plus, obviously, we'll answer questions during that time as well. It's going to be a blast. Enjoy the day, everyone. Hope you guys are excited as I am. Hope you're geeked out. Hope you're everything. It's Draftmas. It's the draft. I got nothing else. I need to go to bed. I'll see you guys soon. Until next time. And wait. Hall of Fame and All-Pro members. Can you tell I'm just like ready? Most Hated Minnesotan, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Jay Broadad, Brandon Pauletta, Jennifer Wright, Boom Handle, Donald Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Bremen, David Prendergast, Dan Miller, and who am I missing? Alex Wang. All right, now I'm going. I'm going to go to bed. I'll see you guys soon. Until next time. And as always, go Pack, go.
Upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.